In late 2016, former Governor Sarah Palin accused President-elect Donald Trump of taking part in crony capitalism. This was following a deal Trump made with an air conditioning company to keep a number of jobs in the United States. Many believe Trump used his new powers to sway the deal, which involved $7 million in incentives to the company. This outwardly has the potential to stray into favoritism, the basis of crony capitalism. So, what exactly is crony capitalism? Well, the term is generally defined as businesses which benefit from favoritism by government officials. There are varying forms of the practice and can be most easily understood in terms of economic rent. This term refers to the difference in what an industry or business would normally be able to earn in a free market and what they are able to earn as a result of government influence. An easy to understand example is the system of taxis versus car sharing services like Lyft or Uber. In certain areas, car sharing is cheaper because effectively anybody can drive, whereas to drive a taxi, you need an expensive license called a medallion, which are limited in number. The medallion system is an artificial method of increasing the economic rent or price of the service so that drivers don't have to compete and the barrier to entry is very high. Car sharing represents the free market, while taxi medallions exist as a form of crony capitalism. In many countries, certain industries are considered to be economically rent-heavy, including casinos, oil and gas, real estate, telecommunications, and others. These industries can get tax breaks or special legal treatment as a result of lobbying, unionizing, and sometimes even outright corruption. In 2016, The Economist released a list of the countries suffering from crony capitalism the most. By calculating the wealth of billionaires within those industries as compared to the overall GDP, the disproportion of economic rent becomes clear. Topping the list is Russia, which sees roughly 18% of the country's GDP in the hands of billionaires in crony industries. This figure is considerably higher than any other country on the list and stems from the unique combination of Russia being a major world power with a history of government favoritism.